If you ever have the joy of being able to visit Florence, Italy, I would invite you to step one step off the most commonly beaten path there and visit our Dominican Priory of San Marco, built in the 1400s. That priory, that cloister, is now run by the state, run by Italy. That might very well be a good thing, because we Dominicans don't always dust like we should. And it would be a real shame, because in that priory is one of the greatest collections of Dominican art in the world. Because there, our great Dominican artist, Fra Angelico, painted frescoes in every cell where the friars used to live, as well as around the cloister walk, that little garden area at the center of the priory. And when you first walk in, against the far wall of that cloister walk is one of those frescoes. It's a life-size, perhaps even bigger than life-size image of Christ on the cross and Dominic kneeling at the foot of the cross. And as you get closer, it's striking, because against a blue background, there is Dominic kneeling and weeping at the foot of the cross. But as you look up at the face of Christ, which is bowed, our Savior is smiling. It's a subtle smile, but it's a smile nonetheless. And this, my brothers and sisters, is a revelation to us. A revelation to us of our vocation as Christians, of our calling, of our purpose. Jesus crucified reveals to us who we are, who we are meant to be, our very purpose on this earth. And what is that vocation? What is that purpose? In today's gospel, Christ puts it this way: you are the salt of the earth. You're that seasoning that reveals the hidden flavor of God's presence in the world. In other words, you are called to be holy, seasoning with holiness this world, revealing the truth of God's love that we see in our Savior crucified. Holiness. You are called to be holy. I am called to be holy. I've preached this before, and someone came up to me and said, "Father, I heard what you preached, but I don't believe it. The saints, those statues, those pictures, they're called to be holy. Maybe that guy in white who lives in Rome, he's called to be holy. Me? Not so much. I'm just trying to get maybe to purgatory." My dear brothers and sisters, you can say that if you like. You can believe it. You can believe that you're not called to holiness, that that's not God's will for you. And let me be very frank with you. I don't care what you think or believe. You may not like it. You can deny it. You can wrestle with it. You can turn your back on it. What you can't do is change it. You, I, we are called to be holy. That's why God created us. What is it to be holy? To be with God. That's why He created us. We're called to be holy. We're called to be salt. Because holiness consists in being salt. Are you ready for the acronym? SALT. Smile and love today. Smile and love today. Be salt. It's not just me who says this. I take my inspiration from no one less than Mother Teresa, who said, "True holiness consists in doing God's will with a smile." True holiness consists in doing God's will with a smile, just like Christ crucified in that fresco at San Marco. And I hear inside your head, so, Father, that sounds so sweet. You know, yesterday I saw a video of a kitten snuggling with a big dog. That's nice. But when Christ calls us to be salt, He's not whispering sweet nothings in our ears. He's calling us precisely to the cross. He's calling us to the cross as He called St. Paul, who tells us in today's second reading, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Not Jesus the triumphant, not Jesus feasting, not Jesus who loves kittens, but Christ crucified. Why? Because it's Christ crucified who reveals the light of God's love. A light which is as much stronger than all darkness as the sun's heat is greater than the earth's coldness. When we know the truth revealed in Jesus Christ crucified, we can smile. In fact, as we enter into this truth more deeply, when we realize that Christ's only desire is to bring His light into the darkness of our woundedness through the grace of His cross, we can't but smile. We spontaneously combust with His delight, with His joy. It's this truth that allows us to salt the world with smiles and love today, to bring out the delight and joy of Christ crucified, not with plastic smiles, but with true smiles. In fact, with a supernatural smile. Perhaps at times it's easy to smile in those joyful moments of life. I hope so. And yet, when Mother Teresa says that true holiness consists of doing God's will with a smile, she's talking about the deliberate will to be salt, to smile and love today, even when it means being as a cross. Think about those difficult times to smile. Those moments when we see sin in ourselves, the realization that I am broken, that I am fallen. That's a wonderful moment, my brothers and sisters. Smile, because Christ came to save you, a sinner. What about those moments when we see some sin in someone else? Sin very clearly, especially in those moments when that sin is in someone so close to us that their sin affects us. Wonderful. Smile, because Christ came to save them as well. And probably through you and your smile. What about those difficult co-workers, family members, friends? Smile anyway. God loves them. And He gave them to you as a gift. But Father, I've been wronged. I've been hurt. I don't deny it. Smile. Smile because you have been made one. You've been united with the lover of souls hanging on a tree who is wronged every day. But what about all the injustice in the world, the overwhelming darkness, the people who die unnecessarily, violently, tortured, enslaved? Smile. Do you see Christ crucified? That's what He's all about, redeeming a broken and hurt world. For us in this country, for us here in Benicia, perhaps the biggest challenge to smile is boredom, restlessness, feeling unfulfilled in my life, not being free. Stop searching for an app that's going to make you happy. Set aside food and drink. There's no TV show or movie whose entertainment will fill that hole in your soul. But don't worry. God has a plan for you. Smile and love today. Salt. That is to say, if you don't know someone who consistently brings delight and strength and peace and joy to your life, it's time to become that someone who brings delight and strength and peace and joy to someone else's life. It's time to become salt, seasoning the world. And it starts with a smile. My dear brothers and sisters, what Mother Teresa saw so clearly is that this Christ crucified who's smiling is in our midst, and maybe he's not smiling. That the Christ crucified who hangs on the cross is present in our brothers and sisters, in those whom the prophet Isaiah identifies today. Those who are hungry and thirsty and naked. Those who are in prison, those who are sick, those who don't know the truth of God's love, those who are grieving the loss of a loved one, those who are caught in darkness and sin, Christ crucified is in them. Christ crucified is in our neighbor down the street, the person who's in the street, the person in the pew next to us, the person who sits across from the dinner table at us. Christ crucified is present in the one whose image is reflected in the mirror before us. The pain of sin and suffering is present in all these places. Christ crucified is present. So what? So be salt, smile, and love today. Mother Teresa would say, every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. And so be salt, smile in love today, not with a smile born just of good feelings, not with a smile born just of a bouncy personality, but with a supernatural smile born of knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified. A smile and love, a peace and joy that flow from the eternal source of holy seasoning and the knowledge of the insuperable power of God's love. My brothers and sisters, season the world with a smile and love today. Season the world with salt every day. And you just might see in the face of Christ crucified before you a subtle smile and love smiling back like a ray.